AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A federal district judge in Washington refuses a request by landlords to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold. Judge Dabney Friedrich says her hands are tied by an appellate ruling the last time the courts decided on the eviction moratorium in the spring. Landlords are expected to appeal Friedrich's ruling. She wrote that the new temporary ban on evictions to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention imposed last week is substantially similar to the version she ruled was illegal back in May. At that time, she put her ruling on hold to allow the administration to appeal. The appeals court overturned her ruling. Supreme Court upheld the appeals court decision in a narrow 5-4 ruling. A CDC advisory panel considering recommending a coronavirus vaccine booster for people with compromised immune systems. Dr. Helen Talbot, who is with Vanderbilt University, says she has concerns about the impact the shots may have on some.
I think the reality is they'll be safer, but still at an incredibly high risk for severe disease and death. And so I think there needs to be a fair amount of counseling and education that goes into this effort.
FDA has recommended the boosters. The panel is expected to make its recommendation to the CDC later today. The Taliban continues to capture cities and provinces in Afghanistan.
Over 20 years and with hundreds of billions of dollars, the U.S. worked to build up Afghanistan's own forces to eventually reclaim the nation's security.
They have an air force the Taliban doesn't. They have modern weaponry and organizational skills the Taliban doesn't. They have superior numbers.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby this week said the Afghans need to use those advantages and fight back. But some Afghan experts say the security forces have little motivation to fight, that they're demoralized amid a lack of leadership. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says more than 250,000 people have fled their homes across Afghanistan, many of them seeking refuge in Kabul. Spokeswoman Shabia Mantu.
We are particularly worried about the impact of the conflict on women and girls. Some 80% of nearly a quarter of a million Afghans forced to flee since the end of May are women and children.
The agency says some 400,000 civilians have been displaced since the beginning of the year, joining the millions who have fled previous rounds of fighting in recent decades. A 22-year-old man in Britain shot and killed five people in his neighborhood yesterday evening before killing himself. Witnesses say he was armed with a pump-action shotgun. Police say the man had a gun license. This is the first mass shooting in Britain since 2010. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32, the NASDAQ has added 20, and the S&P is up 3. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.